fourth down, the final play. Unless they can stick it in the end zone. Dorsey, under pressure, throws in. Incomplete. The Buckeyes win.
Ezekiel Elliott. And he's got an opening. Elliott, off to the races. Can they catch him?
Feature the two backs as receivers. And now a downfield shot.
Making the judgments again, and there is Smith running free, makes a tackle, Ohio State strikes quickly from 45 yards.
Pressure comes, Sewell, knock it up, and picks it up, Jack Sewell, coming down the sidelines, Ohio State, scoop, and score, and dagger from 82 yards.
Here they come.
Heavy pressure, Howard delivers, downfield, and Smith, he's got
2025 College Football National Champion Coach Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Welcome in, Buckeye backers. We are bringing it to you live from Seattle, Washington to the cornfields of Enon, Ohio. We are the pulse of Buckeye fans across the nation with Seattle Matt and Buckeye Steve.
What is up, Buckeye backers? We are live for another show, and man, oh man, does it feel good. It felt like fall out there. Perfect day for football in the Woody. We are here with Buckeye boys. Dev, how you doing, brother?
Blessed, man. A little aggravated. I can't figure out all of a sudden how to share this on my channel as well. I'm very confused with that. But hey, man, if that's the worst thing I got going on today, it's a pretty darn good day.
Man, that was nice when you were able to do it too. Get your views in here too.
I know. I'm sure it's just like one little click away or something.
Yep.
But yeah, so I don't know what's going on.
Dude, my cousin's son is on here. What is up, Jacob? How you doing, brother? Giving me some love. Here we go. So we got to see it. We got to see a practice.
No, I forgot.
It's officially football season.
I'm on there right now.
It's officially football season. He had to get a call real quick, but hey,
are you excited, man?
Are you pumped up? You're good. It's all right.
Oh, dude, I'm stoked, man. Yeah, and that was Mello, my co-host. He was like, dude, I can't see the show. I'm like, bro, I don't know what's going on, but dude. Football season, man, I can't tell you. To me, though, I'm going to be honest. I'm curious as your take as well. Does it feel like it's been that long? To me, it felt like it flew. It felt way faster than the offseason last year.
It was fast. It was real fast. I mean, you got to think we didn't get done until almost February, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going that deep in the playoffs, it's going to go by quick every time now. I mean, summer's flying by. Like I said, it felt like fall. But the biggest thing we got to get to, all right, besides quarterback, Edrick Houston, it came out, everyone was, you know, it's a major position. This is a position of need. This is the position where we don't have a lot of depth, according to Day. And then he kind of walked that back a little bit after a little bit of spring ball and after summer conditioning. But having Houston, the main cog, on the defensive line, and defensive tackle specifically was where we were a little light, you know. Having him go down first day of practice, man, that scared the entirety of Buckeye Nation. But guess what, man? He rolled his ankle. Worst case scenario for me, it's an avulsion fracture. And I don't even think it's that. He was up walking later on, and you got reports from your people inside the Woody that said he's doing great, man. It's no big deal.
Yep. Yep, that's what I was told, man. Obviously, you get that news, especially with, you know, the depth that we have and everybody's fears of that depth, which, you know, I don't share those fears at a deep level like I think some other people do. But still, even if he did have depth behind, Edrick is a star player, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, when that happens, it's a scary thought. But, you know, confirmed with due sources, it's not a big deal at all, like you just said. So, you know, and
speaking
and
of them,
you want to talk? Yeah, bro. You want to talk about a big dude? Body?
Big dude,
bro. Yeah.
Hey, we just for those of you that are just going to be listening to this, we just put a picture of Edrick Houston. When he came out, he was the first one out of there, and he was shaking hands with everyone he could from the beginning. Man, this is just a good dude. He enjoys the fans. He was gracious enough to do it. Not everyone did that. Some people came running by. They came out late. He was dressed, ready to go, and ready to greet the fans. That was really cool. You know, a lot of people did it afterwards. You know, they signed stuff. They did it for the VIP. But he was in there right away, shaking hands. You know, first one out. It's just awesome to see stuff like that, man.
Yeah.
Just awesome. When players are like, they get it. He gets it.
Yeah. He's had that personality, too, all the time. Like
yeah.
I forget what game it was. I think it might have been the Rose Bowl. No, Texas game or something. I went to the game, and I was down on the sideline, and I screamed his name and, like, turned around, looked at me, and gave me the old what's up. You know, dude, I did that with so many players. He was the only one, you know what I mean, that actually turned around and looked and said something. Yeah. So it's cool.
Good dude, man. And I'm glad that it's not anything – you know, that's going to sustain. But you know what? Even if it was, it's just like last year, man. We were worried about the offensive line to start the season. This is Ohio State. Ohio State recruits. Someone is going to step up. Yeah, it would be a huge loss, and everyone would be fearful. But guess what? One of these younger boys would step up. Tywan Malone's been getting praise. Will Smith Jr. has been getting praise. And speaking of that, man, I got to put the picture of Will Smith Jr. up here because dude was looking beefy, man. He's gained some. He's looking good. This defensive line, it's not really as big of a problem as everyone made it out to be. I mean, Day kind of got that thing started by saying, you know, he wants some depth there. But I think it was more of a motivational factor. I think he played that Urban Meyer like psychological game, was like, I'm gonna throw you guys out there because you guys need to work hard this offseason. And if you know, someone does come in the portal, I'm gonna snag them. But there wasn't anyone better in the portal.
Nothing. I mean, my God, dude. Look at bro, check out K-Mac. Let me tell you something. So look, watching K-Mac play last year, it was always a little confusing to me how he was able to manhandle people. Like, because then I looked at his arms last year. I didn't get, like, intimidated. I didn't look at his arms and be like, holy crap, dude. That dude's powerful. But this year's a different story. Look at his arms. Like, his upper body to me is what's changed the most.
Yeah.
And, you know, back to Will Smith Jr. as well. The knock on him has always been too light. Too light, too light. He's not heavy enough. What, you know, we don't even think the weight – well, you know,
he's almost 290 right now.
Yeah,
I mean, this isn't even updated. This roster, the weights are incorrect. The people that gain weight, it's not showing much there.
Yeah, he's 295 pounds right now. So that's what I was told anyway. He's 295 pounds right now. K-Mac actually, he changed his body a lot, but K-Mac supposedly actually lost a little weight from last year.
Looks like it, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big dude moving around that fast. Big dude.
Yeah, bro.
I saw a lot of that today. A lot of big dudes moving way too fast.
You brought up Ryan Day starting the defensive tackle depth thing. And I've always went in on that. Because I'll give you an example here. Because when you go back, I think you might have been at the press conference, and you listen to what he said, he just responded to a question about the depth, right?
Yeah.
But in the same sense, what he's saying now and what he has previously said is, hey, you got to ask yourself, are any defensive tackles in the portal better than what we have? And today he said that answer is no, right?
Yeah.
And you got to remember, Buckeye fans, I mean, there was a couple defensive tackles in the portal that I was like, oh, let's go get them. Let's go get those dudes. Well, Ohio State evaluated him, said they don't know that they're better than what they have. So you got Day like saying, hey, we need more depth. In the same sense, you're saying, hey, those guys in the portal that us fans wanted so bad, they're not better than our guys. So, you know, Day kind of that coach speak, right? So you can look at what Day has said and look at it as, okay, we don't have depth, or wow, our depth is probably pretty good. You know what I mean? That's the way I take it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I'll agree with you. I take it the exact same way. I think he was honest when he said it. I'm not sure about our depth. But then after you get through it, if you're adding that weight that Will Smith Jr. And let me get back to Will Smith Jr. again, because, dude, a legacy coming back, you know, after everything that's happened with his family, with his dad, him showing out at Ohio State would be a storybook ending, man. It's like close the chapter on one of the best books you've ever read. If Will Smith Jr. just comes in and shows out, makes it to the NFL, and, you know, goes right at, follows his father's footsteps, man. I can't say more about how awesome that is. What a story.
It'd be absolutely amazing. I love it, man. I did a video, and I called, you know, when they said that, I mean, you realize how much football was left, how much time these guys had to get better and to put weight on. Like, they had a whole summer to go. Like, they says that, then they have a whole summer to go. And the other thing about how Ohio State recruits is they recruit a certain type of person, right? Mm-hmm. And that type of person that they recruit, ultra competitive, right? They're not going to go if they know that they need to get better or add weight or do whatever, bro, they're going to kill themselves doing that. And you see that result. They made those comments. I think you're onto something when you say, probably did that on purpose, right, to get the results that he got. And that was these guys going in with Mick. And I am a believer that there was an extra emphasis this year in the weight room in particular, and Mick put an extra emphasis on these D linemen. I think, you know, there's always emphasis on everybody to get better, right? But I think Ryan Day went to Coach Mick and said, hey, you need to get this D line, particularly these D tackles, in shape. Because if I look at all the position groups, I mean, from what I have gathered out of all the position groups, I mean, these defensive linemen, in particular defensive tackles, has changed their bodies a lot, as well as the offensive linemen. But the defensive tackles are up there when most dramatic body changes over the summer would be my opinion.
Day basically said the weight room is the culture of the program. There's a lot of emphasis on that. And that whole offseason is controlled by what you do in the weight room, whether you want to be an iron bucket, whether you want to be gold, whether you want to be silver, you know. And we'll talk about those levels a little bit later. I guess since we're on the D-line, and I just love talking about line, I love talking about lines. We got to get to the quarterback battle, but let's stay with the D-line. And, dude, Bo Atkinson is a beast, an absolute freaking beast, man. He came off the line one time and met peoples in the backfield, and, like, they weren't supposed to really be tackling, but he just pushes people's down, like, boom, gotcha, dude. And I don't know if he's going to get in trouble for that, because they even said afterwards, we got to learn how to practice, man. We can't have people hitting the ground when we're in shells, you know. But I don't think he can help it, man. It's second nature. When you're out there in the battle as a beast, you just come up and push someone. You're like, you can't hold back sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it's just football instinct, man. And it was awesome. Every bit of that. And big, large dude.
That's the number one person I wanted to ask you about, to be honest with you. I wanted to ask you, what did Bo Atkinson look like compared to, hear me out, Kenyatta Jackson with quickness and explosiveness? Are they on the same level?
Yeah. You think? Yeah, absolutely. Kenyatta Jackson's good. Kenyatta Jackson looks like he could handle a move to the inside a little bit more than Bo Atkinson could.
Really?
Yeah. So Bo Atkinson looks like a little bit more, maybe quicker, but not quite as built. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like taller, almost a basketball player physique, but a huge basketball player.
Well, I kept getting told over the offseason that they were trying to put weight on Kenyatta Jackson, and I was sold on them. You know, this is because of Matt Patricia, right? Matt Patricia coming in and changing things. And I'm of the opinion that our defense and our defensive scheme is about to look way different than it did last year. I know that there's a lot of people think we're going to keep the same this, same that. I think we're going to look more different than we do the same. That's just my opinion and my take. could be off there. What up, AZ Buck?
Yeah, I love him, man. He's awesome. Graphics are spot on, man. Go check it. Go if you don't follow him on Twitter, go check that shit out, man. Because they're fire, man. Absolute fire. So,
Dylan
Downs at the nickel. I don't think that that's something that you need to do. I think you keep him in that. You got to keep him close to the ball and make plays. See ball, get ball, go be a player. Because that worked last year, and sometimes you just don't mess with excellence. If it's excellent, leave it alone, man. Let that ride.
Yeah.
I want to see him close to the ball in that kind of like hybrid safety linebacker role where he's like a deep linebacker almost.
Yeah. I've got to share this. I'm getting texts from people because I was live earlier and I told them, get ready for 10. Buckeye Backers is going to be joining the show. And they were pumped for it. I've got 5 text messages. Where are you? So I'm posting the link on our Twitter. So hopefully some of those guys can see that. But
could follow it over there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or you could probably have Mello go ahead and share it, repost it on Twitter now.
I just reposted on Twitter. Yeah, just now. I was going to have Mello join us too if it was like on our channel too, but he can't. He was asking where we are too. But
Or tell those guys to jump on over to YouTube for Buckeye Packers and give us a follow and subscribe. And
that's what I just did, man. Let's do it. They're excited about the. I'm going to get this figured out before Saturday. We'll get it figured out.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to share to your channel too. That'd be sweet. Get everyone in.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
the more the merrier. Sure, got to get all this Buckeye news out. All right. So more on the defensive line. K-Mac's huge. All right. We talked about Bo Atkinson, beast. Tywan Malone looked good today. He looked real
good.
And he was also, I believe. He was one of the guys leading the stretches. And if you know anything about football, the guys that are – no, he wasn't one of them. But he did look good. I kind of marked the guys that were in the front row for the stretches because if you know anything about football, that's the leaders of the team. It always is, always will be. So you had guys like Luke Montgomery there. You had guys like Carson Hensman, Austin Saraveld, Bennett Christian, Caden Curry, Kenyatta Jackson were all in the front of the line. And Sonny Styles, obviously Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs. Who was the other one? Jalen McClain was the one that stood out to me.
Yeah, I bet.
He was leading it. All right. He was in the front of the stretches. So maybe that's something telling him we got to look at that. All right.
Yeah. That's what I was told. So my updates I get from, I've talked to a couple players right inside, and every one of them have said, I said, what's not being talked about enough? And every one of them have answered the safety battle between Malik Harford and Jalen McClain. Oh, yeah. That's what they say. They said that is intense.
I bet. I mean, they're fighting for jobs. And so JD wants to know, who are the new players? Man, that is a loaded question. There's a lot of new players. We just talked about some of them. Bo Atkinson transferred in from North Carolina. You have Ethan Oniawa transferred in from Rice, and he's the starting left tackle. New players, Riley Pettijohn, who we're going to talk about, Devin Sanchez, the cornerback.
Yeah.
Both those last two are out of Texas. Great players, great physique, great work ethic, looking good from the start. They don't look like freshmen. Don't look like freshmen at all. Trying to think of some new players that you'll want to see. Epi, he was looking good out there.
Yeah. What about Logan George, man, the South Dakota State transfer from the FBS or something?
I did not see a lot of him.
Defensive end.
Yeah, I need to see him some more. I need to focus on him. I didn't focus on him a lot, you know, so maybe tomorrow.
You got Justice, that West Virginia offensive lineman transfer.
Oh, yeah.
330-pounder.
Yeah. And C.J. Donaldson. Out of the backfield, number 12, big dude, 6'2". Yeah, he's catching a lot of screen passes from what I saw today.
Yeah, and good old can't forget about. I think we're focused more on the defense, but good old Max Clair, man. You talk about new players.
Oh shit, Max Clair. Dude, he looks good too. Max Clair looks great. So I focused on this one play, and they were doing kind of deeper outs and crossing patterns. And then all of a sudden, Max Clair sneaks out just underneath about 5 to 7 yards, dump it off to him wide open, man. We've all been talking about those seam routes, like taking people deep, and he runs right up the middle. But, man, they're running everyone off and running him right underneath. It's almost like all those Miles Graham things that you saw from, you know, student appreciation days where he was running underneath and dumping it off wide open.
Yeah.
There's going to be so many wide open receivers because we're just so loaded. It is insane.
I was about to say, put yourself in the a defensive coordinator's shoes going against us. Jeremiah Smith, Parnell Tate, Brandon Ennis, Mylon Graham, Quincy Porter, Brandon Rogers, Max Clair, James Peoples, C.J. Donaldson, who used to be a wide receiver, I might add, in that equation as well. Like,
out of West Virginia, another new player.
Yeah. Impossible to cover. If Texas comes out and they try to do what they did to us in the playoffs with bracketing Jeremiah Smith, it will end very bad for them. I just don't see either way it goes for them, man. I mean, you bracket Jeremiah. Parnell Tate is, believe it or not, he gets talked about a lot, but he's wide receiver one at any other team in the nation.
You know who I don't think is talked about enough is Brandon Ennis. Dude, he is fast. Everything I've seen, he's always the number one punt returner. Brandon Ennis has got some speed, dude. Don't sleep on Ennis, man.
Well, he's cut up a lot, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is Max Clair. This is when he first came out. Like, everyone was like, welcome to Columbus, man. He's got a big old smile on his face, just glad to be here, looking big, catches everything. So, man, it's just so exciting to see what this offense is going to bring, man.
How fast is he in person? Is he pretty fast?
Dude, that is really hard to say because we have so much speed around him. So he almost looks like he's slow, but he's not.
Yeah.
I would say he's in the 4.6 range, if you know, just off a naked eye, I guess, which is flying kind of for as big as he is.
What's he, 238 pounds?
Number one pass catching tight end in the Big Ten last year. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to go join the best tight end. It was already a great tight end room.
Yeah.
One of the best ever. And then he joins it's the best that Ohio State's ever had, maybe the best in the nation ever. Ever.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying
that. It's insane. Dude, so I didn't even.
Go ahead.
No, keep going on that. I was going to about to change the subject to something.
So let's transfer it to quarterbacks. I mean, we're asked, JD wants to know about the quarterbacks. All right.
Yeah.
I keep on flip-flopping, man. I was like, Keen Holtz is winning it. Everything he's doing is showing that he's the man, just because he came out first in that spring game. When I saw him in student appreciation game, looked phenomenal. Then Sang comes and the lights flip on at the spring game, and he's balling out, man. Just absolutely balling out. Today comes. Keen Holtz is taking the first snaps. You know, just under center when they're warming up. He warms up with Carson Hinsman, takes a bunch of snaps. Looks like a leader out there. Just looks like he's ready to play. Looks like he knows the system. And that might be the reason why he's taking the first snaps. And we'll see tomorrow and Friday, you know, if things change a little bit. But he's making all the throws, man. Making all the throws.
Yeah.
In 7-on-7s, making all kinds of throws. Down the field, Jeremiah Smith is on his side, you know, so you have two different fields. You have Jeremiah Smith and Keen Holtz on one side. Then you have Sang, and I think Carnell Tate was with him.
He was.
So they were kind of dividing the team a little bit. Like, the big say to me is, what do you want to establish the most? If you have a guy that you think is going to be the starting quarterback, who's the guy that you want him to make the best connection with? Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
Easy. Now, that might change tomorrow, and we can have a different story about it. But at least for today, man, that was what you want to see. And to be honest with you, that's probably the smartest thing for Day to do is switch him every day, see what's going on. Because Sang definitely had a little bit of a rougher road with his offensive line wasn't quite as good as Lincoln Keen Holtz. He had a little bit better offensive line. The tackles were with him. So he was getting chased a little bit, saying was. But yeah. All the throws were phenomenal. Downfield, crossing, and his slants, the ones he hit to Jeremiah Smith, were amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Sayans were?
No. Keenholz.
Oh, really? So this gets interesting, man, because let me tell you, when we interviewed his – I was always a big fan of Lincoln, and then we interviewed his high school coach. Remember that? That was awesome.
Yeah.
And that got me, like, super motivated with him and absolutely. Everything we were hearing out of the Woody and stuff. But here recently, man, I'm just going to be honest with you. I think the biggest tell for me, it's like, who do you think's going to know who the number one quarterback is before anybody else? The players, right?
Mm-hmm.
The players. Just to be honest, man, here recently, you got the Jeremiah Smith interview where he slipped yep. up and said what he said. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a couple other players, man.
And I was there. That. I was there at Big Ten Media Days.
Yeah. Yeah, and, I know.
I think Jeremiah Smith has always had an affinity towards saying, for whatever reason, they had a good connection from the start. And that's going to happen. You know, you're going to have a quarterback that you have a relationship with beforehand. And maybe he knows because he's there all the time. He knows that that ball's coming out the way I want it. It's hard to tell. But that stuff, it was like, you hear all that. You don't know for sure because Day's not going to come out and say it yet.
Yeah.
And I was after Big Ten Media Days, I was, Julian Satan's the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But this is what I'm going to say. Satan's the starter. Keenholz has to take it away. That's the only thing. The only thing that can happen, he's going to have to earn it. He's going to have to be that much better because that's just the way it works, right? If you come in a five-star with all these accolades, with having, you know, Saban vouch for you, Day vouch for you, just having that innate ability and showing it against better competition in high school, there's always going to be a little leg up. So South Dakota's going to have to prove it, man. You're going to have to go up and go a little bit further. And today, I saw that from Keenholz.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to finish.
But Sang had a terrible interception and one that was almost intercepted. You know what the difference was, though? Again, I think he's just a baller when the lights come on. Because when they went into 11-on-11 inside, just all of a sudden tore it up, man. Best throw of the day. It was over the shoulder on the left-hand side of the field to Carnell Tate. And just a thing of beauty. Got it right down the field. And he was just hitting them left and right. He was getting bad snaps, catching them, and getting the ball out quick. Just making the right decisions, looked good.
Yeah.
Just flinging it, man. Different angles throwing it. He had to throw a screen pass, I think, when he was surrounded by the entire defense, it seemed like, and kind of got it off angle. Got the screen pass completed to C.J. Donaldson. Took it almost to the house. So
it
might just be he's one of those guys that balls out when it means the most.
Yeah. Well, you know, earlier what I was going to finish with is by saying that, you know, Lincoln Keenholz does not get enough credit whatsoever from the Ohio State fan base in the fact that he is an Ohio State caliber quarterback. He is still mm-hmm. here. They kept him here. They
yep.
wanted him badly to stay here, right? So if, in fact, we do have to have him behind center sometimes, each of them have different strengths. Each of them have different weaknesses. And I do 100% believe that Lincoln Keenholz could get the job done for sure. Now, Julian, same, the bad interception, the couple bad throws. Listen, it's not a secret that this dude is an absolute gunslinger. If you remember mm-hmm. to last year, he got put in.
Yep.
It was like third and short or something. And he decides to bomb it down mm-hmm. the sideline to somebody. I forget who. But you could see Ryan Day on the sideline. Just
pissed. Yeah.
Furious.
Yeah.
And not only that, dude did it in the spring game too when he was first here. Like, Julian said, what's one thing, listen, I don't like to say this, but I promise you, man, he's a new quarterback. If he starts, he's going to have those. He's going to do it in the game. He's going to take that shot that he should not take. But, yeah. Right, it's one or the other, because we've had quarterbacks before where we're like, dang, man, throw the dang ball downfield, right? Doesn't do it enough. Yep. But I do not think Julian Sands going to be that quarterback.
Take that shot, man. Take it downfield. Do it now. And well, we have the receivers for it. So if you want to be a gunslinger, I'm all for that. Go ahead. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Lincoln, we want those certain packages with them, running packages for sure, like Bo Prabula last year at Penn State. That is something I would love to see. And you have to. It has to be a package. They have to have it. Dave even mentioned there's a possibility he doesn't want to do it, but there's a possibility that both quarterbacks get to play. You know, if they haven't made a decision by then, he's not going to force it. Not something he wants to do, but he did say today that may happen. Yeah.
You know what's crazy is, dude, I mean, I talked to a source who has told me things before, and, you know, 99% of the times the things they say are true. Mm-hmm. And what this source said is he is convinced, as much as he can be convinced, that we will see both quarterbacks in the Texas game. So I got some players saying Julian Sam is the starting quarterback. And then I got, I'll just call him a source, but let me tell you, he's a source saying both quarterbacks will play in the Texas game. So I'm just sitting here like, come on, dang, bro. Like, I don't know.
Well, that doesn't mean he's not the starter. I know. If I was going to put money on it, I would say that you get two series out of Kienholz in the Texas game for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and dude, could we win with you? We could win with all three. Tavian St. Clair, he's raw, but dude, he is the future. I can't help but every time I see that dude pass the ball, I'm like, holy shit. Look at him sling that rock, man. Look at him get that to the far out. Like, it hops off of his hand like something else, man. And then when it doesn't and he wants to run the ball, look out, man. He's creating something. Whether it be downfield or whether he takes off running, the dude is an athlete, and we are so lucky. Man, I don't want to wish away these other two in front of him, but I can't wait for 2 years from now. Yeah. You're not going to be able to keep him off the field next year. I do not see how. It's going to be like that Terrell Pryor situation where just get that guy out there. Get him on the field. Yeah. We need him.
Hey, real fast, dude. Did Julian Sand actually look big? Does he look bigger to you in person? Is he bigger?
Yeah, dude. I mean, him and Kienholz are pictures, almost the same height. He's almost the same height. Yes, he's definitely bigger in person. He just has that, like, that baby face look. So it like,
well, even his arms. Even
looking
at his
arms, camera.
Yeah, his arms look skinny. They look skinny.
He doesn't have that same build, but he has that weight still. I mean, if you look at his weight, I think it's 208, something like that. At least I want to say it was 208, 203. Yeah. So he's not much smaller, but you just see it's an athletic build. Like, he has more I don't know, maybe like more like a basketball build. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, you don't need a big muscular quarterback to be a gunslinger.
No, bro.
And to get the ball out. Sometimes, I mean, think about Joe Germain. That's what he reminds me of.
Yeah.
A little bit shorter, but a Joe Germain type build.
Who's the tiny little Alabama quarterback in NFL? Not doing good in it. Not doing – what's his name?
Oh, I'm talking about
– tiny little dude. Tore it up in college, but he is not an NFL quarterback. But, yeah, there's example after an example that – you don't have to have a huge Will Howard at quarterback. You know, you don't got to have it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Cool kid. We could win with either. It wouldn't be a problem. Not at all. Man, if Julian has a McCord-like season, Tavian St. Clair will be the starting quarterback in 2026.
Dude, I really
choose you on him.
I really want to hear you dive into the offensive line. And I just want to hear you talk about the offensive line. Cause I got to know what it was like in person. seeing Austin Sarrafield, Ethan, Carson Hensman, and Luke Montgomery is the most obvious physically changed one that I can see from pictures anyway. His arms, last year when I saw him in person, and this is just a crazy, I know I'm psycho, but I thought in my mind, how is that dude going in there and physically beating anybody? Because he just didn't, I don't know what it was, man. He didn't look like he had it, but he proved me he did. But this year, though, the dude looks yoked. His arms are way bigger than they were last year. That's a fact.
You know how they call them the big uglies?
Yeah.
The offensive line, the big uglies. All right. Yeah. Well, they're big, but they ain't ugly, man. They're out there with a nasty attitude, and there's nothing ugly about it at all. These dudes are tearing it up. The intensity in practice is off the charts for an offensive line. I've never seen guys move like that. I've never seen big guys move that. Not like that, man. They are separating them now since they have the three offensive line coaches. So they do an interior group on one side. Over on the other side, then they do the like tackles. So the tackles are getting their work in the same time as the center and guards are getting their work in on the other side. And it's just rep after rep after rep after rep. And if you hear coach yelling at a man, Tyler Bowen is ripping into him, getting him going. Coaching is just like his recruiting. And if you liked his recruiting, oh my God, you're going to be a happy, happy Buckeye fan. This is a strength of the team. This offensive line is an absolute strength of the team. And it's pushing to wide receiver levels. Like wide receivers, like we're all like, there's no problem. Anyone can go down, we'll be good. Offensive line's getting to that level, dude. And you give it another year or two, and it's going to be past that level. And I know it's hard to say that you can equal a Brian Hartline room, but they're doing it, man. Tyler Bowen's finding a way, dude.
Yeah, I heard Charlie Dickey's the yeller.
Yeah,
that's what
he is too. Absolutely.
Yeah, he was the one screaming at everybody. And you know, interesting, what I heard today from a lot of people is that it's really cool to see three offensive line coaches out there. And they said that, I mean, it has to be making a huge difference. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I was told, like, I like how they're doing this. Like, Coach Dickey was clearly focused on the centers today. You know what I mean? And they had, like, you know, positions for each coach to focus on. That's big time. That is a chess move beyond belief by Ryan Day that is totally going under the radar to bring in three, essentially. I mean, there were three head offensive line coaches from last year are now staff members at Ohio State. Dude, what about
you know what Tegra, Ryan Day man? Said before we move off from that? Ryan Day said it was Tyler Bowen's decision. He wanted to bring in the best of the best to coach with him. And he was like, you know what? More power to him. Like, he did not have a big head. He did not want to be like, I'm the dude in the room. He's like, no, I want the best of the best, and I want to make these guys the best of the best. And he's moving to it really, really quickly.
Yeah. Did you see Tegra?
Also, he said it was Tyler. Oh, yeah. Tegra looks good, man. Dude, he's always been huge. He's starting to bend more. If you notice last year, if you watched much of the film, stood straight up, but he was just so big he could do it. Now he's getting down. He's able to use that leverage a little bit better. And they have this drill where you hold on to like a wheel.
I saw that.
Be able to get low and turn it. Watching him do that was a thing of beauty, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got some video of that. I should probably post that.
Yeah, bro.
I'll do that after we get off here.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I got tons more video that I got to get out there.
I repost every one of your posts from this. Is reposted on my Twitter account because it's like, that's the gold, bro.
Yeah.
That's the gold.
And there's a lot of it. They didn't let us take a lot of video. It was like the first three periods, I think. So,
yeah.
The best stuff, you just got to go off your head, man.
Yeah. I got some video off the black market today, but I'll never say I did. You know what I mean? But I got some black market video.
So, speaking of some dudes. Wait, where were you going? You were going somewhere. You wanted to switch subjects a little bit?
All I wanted to ask you was about Tegra because of last year, you know, one of the weaker links on the offensive line. And and also, man, what I, you know, because I heard a little birdie told me a couple months ago that keep an eye on Philip Daniels at the right guard position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Over Tegra. So that's why I was curious if Tegra stepped up and looks like he has made big improvements, then there's no way. Then they'll save Philip for backup tackle.
I think he's going to be the backup tackle. And then if he needs to be switched into guard for whatever reason, then that might happen. That's what I'm seeing right now. But Philip Daniels is a beast too, man. Just looks huge.
Yeah.
Gosh, man. I wish I could just post the pictures. Now I have to convert them all because I have an iPhone and putting them on here is
annoying. Dang, really?
So I have to convert them all and then put them on here. That's why I would have more pictures, but Philip Daniels looks like a freak big.
Yeah. And did my last question, I promise. Does Austin Cervelde, because Austin Cervelde from the pictures just looks like he completely changed in the offseason as well. I'm guessing that's right on par when you see
him. He looks like a man in every possible way. And Iron Buckeye, Day doesn't say that too much, doesn't talk about it in public too much, but he announced it today. Yeah. Austin Cervelde was an Iron Buckeye. He's up in the front. He's going to be a team captain. I mean, they haven't voted on it yet, but dude's a shoe.
That's what I was told. Yep. I did a recent interview with a player. I did a recent interview with a player on that team who said that, and this player has played with several first round offensive linemen, not several, but the Buckeye first round. He said Austin Cervelde has first round offensive lineman potential, which that's a mouthful, bro, from a guard position. You know, that's like, you got to be like Donovan Jackson.
He's going to play tackle.
I know.
And so
that versatility.
You're able to do both. I mean, that's a big seller in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like you saw with Donovan Jackson going first round.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Crazy. So Bo Jackson looked – I think the thing about Bo Jackson is, one, he's a freshman. Two, he's from Ohio. And three, he came ready to play. That's why you're hearing a lot about him. And he's Bo Jackson. He's running like it, dude.
Yeah.
I was number 34 for all my life, and I can still remember I had a peewee coach being like, whose number is this? And I was like, Bo Jackson. He throws it at me. He's like, well, then you better start running like it. And Bo Jackson's living up to his name. He needs to change it to 34, man. I'd like to see that. I'd love to see
that.
But
what about Turbo Rogers? There is
Turbo. Turbo had a fumble today.
Oh. But
Turbo's got that speed. You get him on the outside, watch out. I saw him kind of sidestep and a little bit of a stiff arm for a tackle. He took it to the house after that because he was on the outside. He's got the speed. Yeah. I mean, obviously, he just got here, so he probably needs to learn the offense a little bit more.
Yeah.
Dude, he's a Buckeye running back, man, and he's a scat back type, but, like, thick. Like, he's short. He's a little dude.
5'8", yeah.
But watch out. If he gets it in space, watch out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the running back room looks solid. James Peoples, he's that one cut and go type of dude. He's fast. Honestly, looking at him and the practices that I've seen, he's one of the fastest on the team. He's just got that real quick speed, like the acceleration is off the charts.
Yeah. Bro, I can't believe. Listen, we talked about the defense, man. I didn't hear you mention Devin Sanchez.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's almost like normal now. He's going to play a lot. Yeah. And Sanchez, he's big, dude. He's a big cornerback.
And
we're going to face a lot of teams that like to pass, right? And starting off with Texas. I mean, they'll do their little smash from off, but they have Manning back there, and they're going to think they can pass all over this defense because we've lost so much. But this defense is reloading, man. It is better at some positions. And you talk about Sanchez being there with Jermaine Matthews. I think Jermaine Matthews is going to be a number one draft pick.
Yeah, first round draft pick.
Yeah. Well, not a number one, first round, sorry. Yeah. Not yeah, number one overall.
Yeah.
But thank you for clarifying that for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, an absolute stud. And Sanchez is going to push him.
It's wild. I noticed Sanchez's in a picture. I noticed his traps, dude. I was like, my God, dude. That,
and he's just in tall, the picture, man.
Yeah.
He looks taller than everyone else out there in the DB room.
Yeah. Well, there's a picture of all the DBs, and he was taller than all of them.
That's why I put this picture up. Because these freshmen that came in, especially these guys from Texas, man, whew, they're ready to play. Texas ball is something else. The weight room down there has to be bigger and better. You know, everything's bigger in Texas. Well, these boys came in bigger. Along with Bo Jackson, I mean, he looks the part too. And you come off the bus and pass that look test. These freshmen did it, dude. These freshmen look like seniors. Look like they should be graduating, going to the NFL right now.
Yeah. Look, I just did a show.
This dude's a freshman. This is Riley Pettijohn we have on here for those of you just listening and not, you know, on the show live.
Whew. I just did a show with his dad earlier on my channel. And I guess Riley won, got the gold award in the weight room. Mm-hmm. And he also won most improved. Think of the players on this team. A freshman. He won the most.
I'm pretty sure he scraped out to the flats and broke up a pass to Jeremiah Smith today, too.
Really? Yeah, he's quick, dude.
I'm pretty sure it was him. I kind of got cut off. Someone walked right in front of me right when this happened. You know, one of the big ass coaches got in my way, man.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the pass was broke up and I saw him there. I'm pretty sure he scraped out to the flats and stopped a big time Jeremiah Smith catch today. And anytime you do that as a freshman, whoa.
It's like every position group we talk about, you know, you're comparing the offensive line to the wide receiver position. We just talked about the defensive line, which is our worst position group. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to linebacker and it's just like, oh my God, bro. The amount of
Peyton Pierce created a fumble today.
It's just ridiculous. We could talk for absolutely ever, man. But you know that I love hearing like what you got to see. There in person. It's different. It's different in person. You know what I mean? It's
differently seeing these guys and being next to them and being like,
yeah,
my goodness, I know. A freshman.
Hey, bro, I was bowling. I went bowling with Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, and Brandon Ennis in Miami.
I saw those pictures. Yeah,
about a month ago. Yeah. Oh my God, dude. Listen, I'm 6 foot tall, 230 pounds. I work out all the time. And my God, dude, when I shook Jeremiah Smith, and I consider myself a decently strong human being, but when I shook Jeremiah Smith's hand, I was like, oh my God, bro. Like he just, I felt tiny. I felt tiny, like by him. And it's ridiculous. Carnell Tate, too, is. Just, I don't know. He's bigger in person than he is in his pictures, in my opinion. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. These guys are all like the best of the best athletes in the nation.
I know.
I mean, they're at Ohio State. Ohio State just won a national title, and Ohio State is on a different level. I mean, Urban Meyer started, but Day has taken this to a whole new level, too. This weight room is something else, man.
Yeah.
Something else. I don't think it was like that, you know, 3 years ago. The way these Body kids are getting after it. Body by Marotti, I mean, I think he was like, yo, I'm ready. I'm ready to start all over and make this even better. Something's happening in the Woody where these guys are just freaks, man. These guys are just working hard.
Yeah.
100%. We have freaks at every position. Every single position.
Yeah.
And it's hard to say something negative. I'm trying to think of something negative, and the only thing I can think about is we need a quarterback to win the room. We need a quarterback to take over.
Yeah.
But all three of those quarterbacks are good enough. No matter what happens, we're going to be just great. And I think that's where Day's a little bit more relaxed because what's the problem, man? Any three of these guys are going to go in, and they're going to do just fine. Obviously, he's creating the pressure, and he's making it hard on them. But I think deep down he knows, like, with these three guys, we're going to be successful. Doesn't matter who's out there. Just I still got to find the best of the best to lead us to the promised land, take us to that natty again, because we're chasing it, man. We're going to be the aggressor. No one's attacking us. We're going to attack.
Oh, yeah. 100%, man. I love it.
Did you watch the day's press conference?
I did. Yep.
Was there anything from that that you really wanted to touch on?
No, man. There was not anything in particular other than the defensive tackle stuff, which we already, you know, just went over. But no, like nothing in particular. The last thing I was going to kind of just talk about, and I'm going to go downstairs and eat me some dinner, bro. I got the text. It's confirmed. It's ready. Is the fact, going back to the offensive line, the fact that I've seen several lists by several people that have the Buckeye offensive line, listen, out of the top 10 in the nation. But I recently saw another list by somebody that has the Buckeyes outside the top 5 in the Big Ten, dude.
Wait, repeat that?
Hey, listen, man. Don't even ask me where I saw. There's a list from some, not a notable, this, it's one of them random Twitter.
It better not be notable.
Places, yeah, that makes lists. Mm-hmm. And they have them outside the top 5 in the Big Ten.
Dude, people just don't offense. Know. They don't know. They're like, people are looking at paper and making this stuff out just on paper because they're looking at starters, returning starters. Yeah. Well, half of our offensive line wasn't a starter last year, but worked all the way through the best of the best teams in the nation in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't a full year starter, but they were the best offensive line on the field for a national title game.
Yeah. Well, they think the paper people think we lost 4 starters.
Yeah.
When in reality, I mean, we're returning 4 starters.
Absolutely.
They got it twisted. And then
Ethan, my goodness, that was the best pickup in the transfer portal.
Yeah. That's what I keep getting told, man.
A beast. And Phillip Daniels is going to be good too. It's a matter of pick your poison. Like,
who? Yeah, I told Ethan is mean.
He's quick. He likes to move. Dude plays with a nastiness. He's going to knock people. He's going to get some pancakes for sure.
Probably a couple flags too, but that's all right.
You know what? I'll take a flag for him knocking someone all the way across the field.
Yeah,
I'll take it all day long.
Yeah.
All freaking day.
Yeah. Hey, dude. Yeah. I appreciate you for having me on. Listen, man. Over there on my channel, Saturday we got to make this thing happen. After you've watched all these practices, man. Saturday, big time show, man. There'll be a lot of people excited to watch that one. But, dude, I appreciate you having me on. It's always a blast, bro. For sure. I'm gonna go eat me some grub, dude. Late dinner.
Go get some dinner, man. Go eat.
All right, brother.
All right. Yeah, man.
Appreciate you. Peace, bro.
All right, Buckeye backers. Hey, if you are new to the channel, keep checking us out. We're going to bring you stuff from Inside the Woody. I'm going to write some articles about it. Probably do that when I get off here tonight. Follow us. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. Instagram, Facebook. We got it all. Everything on there. Locker room is where we make our comments. We call it the locker room because, hey, we want you to be part of the action. So you put stuff up here like JD has. JD is well on his way to becoming a member of the locker room with all the comments he's had today. Keep it rolling in the locker room, and you got a chance to win some merch. Got one guy who's already won it. I haven't got it yet, but I'm ordering hats actually this weekend. Got the design and everything. And if you become a member of the locker room, we rip that black stripe off of your hat and send it to you, as long as you provide us with a place to send it or a place to meet up to give it to you. So become a member of the locker room today. Get in here. It takes you multiple shows to earn that hat, because they ain't cheap, brother. They ain't cheap. But I'm going to give you a great hat. Probably looking at branded Bills hats. So some of the best in the business. Some of the best in the business, all right? Follow us. Welcome to the channel if you're new. Hey, Buckeye backers, we're out. God bless. Have a great evening, and we'll see y'all on some of the social medias tomorrow. Maybe even do a podcast tomorrow. Haven't decided yet. All right? Have a good one. Once again, God bless. Take care. We out.